Nature. Minister for Women and Human Rights. Thank you very much, esteemed members. I would now like to answer some of the concerns that you have raised. Following on from what the head of delegation has said, a number of these answers will be complemented by additional information which we will submit in writing. Executive Decree 305 was published in May 2017, was a landmark in our combat. It set up the Truth Commission with a clear mandate to investigate, prosecute, and prevent repetition of serious human rights violations and crimes against humanity, notably during 1983 and 1998. In its report, Without Truth, There's No Justice, there was documentation of 119 cases of enforced disappearance and arbitrary detention, with some 459 direct victims. This report was a record of atrocities and also a call for justice and reparation. In response to that call, the state enacted in 2013 the law to provide reparations for the victims of those crimes, ensuring that victims are heard and they receive fair compensation, that the perpetrators are brought to justice for their crimes. The Ecuadorian state thus reaffirmed its commitment to human rights and historical memory. The Ombudsman was called upon to coordinate reparations to victims. The institution has worked tirelessly to implement a holistic program, including medical and psychological attention and safeguarding historical memory. Over 26 state entities have supported this initiative so that victims receive material reparation and feel that they have been served with justice and dignity. This has benefited over 150,000 direct and indirect victims. Two cases have been prosecuted, and this is the first time that we have addressed issues such as non-prescriptibility and crimes which were not explicitly defined. I would now like to refer to the Guzmán Albarracín case. This was a serious case and raises the trauma of sexual abuse in the classroom. This is a blight on Ecuadorian society. Economic and symbolic reparations have been provided, psychological care as well, and in August of this year we passed a decree 368 on the public policy to prevent sexual harassment in the classroom. This recognizes the importance of this kind of public policy and declares it a political priority for the current government. We currently have an interinstitutional committee for drafting the plan to support the public policy running from 2024 to 2030. With regard to psychological care in cases of sexual violence, we have a number of different institutions which provide these kind of services to victims. In this case, from the Ministry for Women and Human Rights, we have a comprehensive protection service and purple centres. In the Ministry of Health, when they receive a case of sexual violence, they have medical protocols to deal with and also the corresponding referral to mental health services. The Ministry of Economic and Social Inclusion has corresponding protocols for tackling this problem too. Similarly, we work in conjunction with decentralized autonomous governments and the cantonal councils for protection. We take specific measures then to address sexual violence against children and youth, and we will provide you with more details on that plan in writing within the allotted time frame. With regard to the Single Register for Alliance, we have been working on the data viewer with the data that we have in the system on preventing and eradicating violence. Once more information will be provided in writing. Thank you.